News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department sent to congressional leadership the part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report dealing with then-President Trump's role in the Capitol riot. The report, obtained by ABC News through a source who got their hands on it. In a letter accompanying the report, Smith called laughable Trump's baseless attacks on the federal prosecutors who brought two criminal cases against him. Los Angeles wildfires continue, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that fanned the first blazes is returning.
We've got 36 hours of what would be an urgent situation again in California. It is different than what happened last week. It's a little less, but still the type that can take down trees and power lines. And we've got this upper-level support speeding up the Santa Ana winds and making it even bigger.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. Federal public health officials reporting high levels of respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, and RSV in 29 states. Very high levels in six states. This is ABC News. Jim Ryan. More than a dozen of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees face Senate confirmation hearings starting Tuesday. One nominee, Pete Hegseth, will be getting the lion's share of attention.
We know that Democrats in the Armed Services Committee are looking into his past, those allegations in 2017 of sexual assault, which resulted in no criminal charges, and Hegseth has denied any wrongdoing, allegations of financial impropriety and other mismanagement. When Hegseth is at the helm of two veterans charities, he's denied any wrongdoing there, but expect Democrats to bring that up and expect moderate Republicans to be watching. Watching closely to see how Hegseth responds, and if he keeps his cool.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Country star Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at President-elect Trump's inauguration in a week. In a statement, she said she is honored to have been asked to sing and be a small part of this historic event. Other performers include Lee Greenwood and opera singer Christopher Macchio. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my hands.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/overadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alma Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too small. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left or right. They're changing lines for oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina, can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A milestone for the Badgers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Brady Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped improve their game by forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive, and I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we rough Sunday out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers praise cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job, and also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist on The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, and she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, you know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad. Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host on January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below zero and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. Right now, it's 10.
I see the world in a whole new light.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, I address whether the January 6th committee destroyed evidence. You know that little tidbit that's been flying around the Magiverse. True. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center. WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jay Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text us. The same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. After the 11:30 news, we're going to switch things up a little bit and talk about, do you send food back at restaurants? I had an experience over the weekend, had dinner with a good friend, lovely company, not good food. Do you send food back at restaurants? I could use a little encouragement.
Some support,
yes. Right now, though, it's 11:07. We are very excited to kick off 2025 with our first Calvin.
Beyond the Cheese.
It's an episode where we highlight businesses in Wisconsin that are beyond the dairy industry, and we are very excited to have with us in studio Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you so much for coming in and coming to our station here in Racine. We're going to get to what you brought us in just a little bit. But, Stephen, tell us, first of all, the story of Wisconsin Knitwear, because this goes back to your grandfather.
Yeah, my grandfather had a sweater company.
And I held her tight, said you've been gone.
When my father then came to the United States, and he came to Milwaukee. Coming to the United States for one day. He told his friends, I'm coming for one day.
Just for a visit?
No, just to come. And he here. And so his friends called him, made fun of him, because he just thought, I'm just coming. Go Yankee, go to the United States. And he loved it here in Milwaukee. So the city is full of textiles, tannery. Not so much now.
No, not so much now. How have you managed to survive?
You know, I just think we're known for just doing what we do. We have fast turnaround. We really don't do any advertising. All word of mouth.
Because I've never seen an ad for you anywhere.
Yeah, no, and it's just something where, you know, what they know, and they've known our family for a long time.
And that's your focus, our hats.
Our hat, knit hats, scarves, beanies,
everyone has a different way to use whatever you call it. Canada, down south, different word.
Sure. But just, and so you can personalize this in any way that folks want.
Yeah. We've had some crazy things people wanted to put on there. Some things that, when my kids were young, I would say, I can't put, they can't wear the hat I'm not going to knit it in there. But now,
times they are
they're
changing.
Older and times they are kind of changing. No, we can do it.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun because wherever I go, I'll stop someone on the street and say that. I was at a hardware store a couple weeks ago and I saw someone wearing an Adamars 1976.
Seriously?
Yeah. It was just great. That was the oldest Adamars.
What is specifically recognizable about your
I can tell.
You can just
simply
just know.
From my letter and just how the hat is made. I know just by looking at it.
How many people, you said your grandfather started it.
Yeah.
How many people work there now?
We have about the 9 employees. Okay. We're on the south side.
Keep it small. No kidding.
This is the third night in a row we've been cruising the town. When it's down, singing songs, just
that speaks very
around.
Highly of your company. That people will stick around for that one.
I've seen them, grow with their, getting married, kids, and so forth. And it's just, they come in and they do what they have to do. Everyone.
I was going to say, it's probably a job that, every job has its stressors, but what do you do for a living? I make hats.
Right.
And that, even on your worst day making hats is better than your best day digging a ditch, I would say. And I would say it's got to be a lot of fun, too. Music probably being played in the room, and just having a good time.
Learning the music, and they do when they do that. Their hats, they
feel
proud.
I bet.
So that's good.
The website is knithats.com, K-N-I-T hats, knithats.com, and we will include that link in our show notes. You can find it at civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt Mayer on air, and then it will be divided into 2 hours, the first and second hour.
This is hour two.
This is hour two, and Greg's got great show notes that will have all these links. If you want to check this out, and how small of a batch can you do, Stephen? It could be, some little club. I have a book club, and we want our own hats.
It depends, and
sure, but 60 is kind of a base.
60 is.
The question is, are there any stories like you get an order, they want 10,000, they want here we go, let's start making, we gotta get it done.
Pedal to the
And if it is for someone specific, can you tell us?
No, we've done, I think the, we've done ads where, we have to start immediately. Not only the hat itself, but what we do. Talk about it.
Country and community. It's great music with a mix of informative news, timely weather, and exciting local and state sports on WRCO FM 100.9.
Run the table. We gave them away. They went all over the country and all over the world, and we had just people donate to their local. So we did that, and that was, I had hair, full beard, because we were just there, all the time. Running that, so that was one of the bigger ones.
That's one of the things too. When we talk to these companies and thing we do with Beyond the Cheese, it's got a funny name, but it's important to us because we want to talk to these businesses. And there's always a family community giving back, calling to them, because especially for four or five generation companies, you're in the community. You're part of it, and it's important to give back when you can. And I think that's what's so lovely about groups like yourself.
Yeah, and like I said, when you asked me to be on the show, I said, I can't pass up a show called, you know, Beyond the Cheese. I mean, I was so excited. I told my wife, I got to go on this. And yeah, no, it is very important. I mean, we work actively throughout the winter, you know, supporting organizations, whether it be, you know, homeless shelters, and just, you know, it's not all about. I always tell my children, it's just not always about that. This is how we help out society. What we can do. I can give back.
There are a lot of companies that don't do that.
Yeah. No, and also, a hat can make a huge. A hat will make a huge difference for somebody.
Yeah.
They can't afford it. Homeless or what? Like that. That is a huge contribution, especially in a state like this where right now it's what 12 degrees outside.
13 degrees.
So,
right.
You know, those are huge differences.
So no, we're very. Happy to do it. Just puts a smile on my face.
If you're just joining us, it is our inaugural 2025 Beyond the Cheese episode, and we're talking to Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. You can check out all of their wares at knithats.com. That's knithats.com. What about the sourcing of new materials, Stephen? How does that work?
Yeah, that has been, you know, in Milwaukee, you said, I would say about 8-9 knitting companies, and it used to be thriving.
Yep.
And we're it in Milwaukee.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, there may be, people do other, you know, textiles, but as far as headwear companies and knit hats, and it's like, I feel like it's like the game of Survivor, you know, we're the last one.
Last man standing.
And it's very tough. I mean, we get our materials and you know, we source them from a company on the East Coast that has our yarn. We can only use a
certain yarn.
Which makes our hats. And so that's been tough. And, you know, with everything. And, you know, with our machines are date back to 1940. We have no computers in the office. I think I just have my computer in my office for,
I was imagining
fantasy football. And the rest, it's all just links and chains. And you see these hundreds of machines just spinning, and they're old, but they work.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
they
work. So
that just tells you something about back in the day, they used to make things that last.
Right. Well, these machines, they don't.
I mean, you say that there's no computers. Like, are there? And I'm not telling you to embrace new technology if you don't need it, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But are there people who try to sell you on, well, if you just install this computer here, and we can answer this question and come off the other side of the break. But, like, people are always trying to push technology. In fact, let's talk about that in the other break and how technology affects your business. It doesn't, but yeah.
Stephen Aronson is our guest from Wisconsin Knitwear. We will continue our conversation and unveil a very new, exciting hat. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Center, WRCE.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Matt Mayer on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Craig and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Twice a day.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed.
Certified
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Free orthodontic exam.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time.
It's
when you're behind the wheel, you're driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card.
When
we're doing a gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign a Merry Christmas.
From new water heaters,
and that was my gift to him.
And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve.
He's like, you are the laziest.
We will solve your issues and provide you
with the
best options for your home.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. She's asleep, is still on a roller coaster ride. She makes me want to scream and shout, throw my hands in the air. She's
100-foot drops to the rhythm below. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, do you send food back at restaurants? How does that go? I need some help. We'll kick that around after the 11:30 news. Right now, though, it is our 2025 inaugural Beyond the Cheese segment. Delighted to have Stephen Aronson in studio with us from Wisconsin. We're based in Milwaukee. You can find them online at nickpets.com. We will include that in our show notes. And off the early with Stephen, we were talking about you still work with machines that are from, like, the 1940s. Right? What is it about them that you prefer over the newer stuff?
Well, first of all, yes, I have. they're old school. The type of lettering we do, the type of process we have, we just really enjoy. There is technology in that, yes, I could probably, you know, but like you said, it just works wonderful. And we had a company in Los Angeles that we do a lot of merch for bands and concerts, and we still do. And he said, your hats are like the t-shirts of the set, the old school look, and we like it. It's something that is noticeable. It just, if you look at movies, I've seen our hats in movies before. You can just see them in the background. I mean, this is what they used to look like in the 70s and 80s.
I can just see you. Look at that fun.
Yeah.
That was ours.
That's so cool. I really do.
Sir, sit down, please. Everyone's here watching a movie. Right. Put my hat.
Right.
But I mean, you've done, like you said, you've done bands. You've done Charlie Barron.
Right. They need merchandise. We've done from Matthew's bands to Backstreet Boys, and just different, all different concerts. And it's nice because we get to, make the hats sometimes, or get all the concert tickets. And I get to meet a lot of really interesting people, and a lot of bands that I've never heard of. There's a lot of unusual names, but we make them. And the biggest things, my kids would say, don't put the pom-pom on the hat. It's not cool. And all of a sudden, these bands started to put the little, the ball on the top. And then I became cooler, man. Everyone, we started taking hands. You know.
Tastemaker.
Right.
Tastemaker Stephen Aronson.
Well, of course, the natural progression of things from the Dave Matthews Band to Charlie Behrens to Matt Nair on air.
That's right.
Can you unveil the hats that you had made for us?
There you go.
Show it to the camera. There it is. Oh, baby.
Our old Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah. There you go. That and the green and gold.
That is
all for your staff.
Oh,
you know, have a lot of them.
That is so awesome.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm so excited. And like I said, our normal production is about wintertime. It's 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
Within the day.
You are such a rock star. I can't thank you enough. We're so excited about that.
That is like, that's quintessential like radio to me. Like, you're like, oh, here's some hats. Like, we got hats.
We have merch.
Yeah.
We're actually a thing now.
Take that, Todd Elba. Take that.
We have a very friendly competition going with our show that follows us.
Oh.
From noon to 2 p.m., the Todd Elba show. Yeah, take that, Todd.
They don't get that.
We got our we got hats. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I highly encourage you, if you have, maybe you're a charity, you know, maybe you're a band, maybe you're a local band, check out this company, Wisconsin Knitwear, knithats.com, runs up to as low as 60, which sounds pretty great to me.
Yeah. People will buy those hats. If you have a good design, have a good name, good design, it's going to be fantastic, and you will sell them.
Just keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Darn it.
No X-rated knit caps. We don't need that at all. What are the plans for the future? Just keep going on. Keep doing what you're doing. Are your kids involved?
I have. Yes, I have my daughter and her husband. We got the night. They've been selling around town, and it's very, I'm very proud of them. And so it's nice. They're coming up with some cool designs for themselves. And, you know, and though my son on the West Coast in LA.
Is he okay?
Well, he did have to evacuate. My wife is from Los Angeles, and it's hard.
It's tough.
Yeah.
My family and her family right now, it's pretty bad. And my other daughter is in New York, and they all, you know, they all give me ideas.
Do you have one other type of hat, right, with a brim?
Yeah, it's a brim. You know, actually, if you go with that, you look under the Jeep cap, and on Wikipedia, I mentioned as the foremost how a hat is made. Because you know, they compare it to MASH.
Radar's cap.
Radar's cap.
I love those hats.
Yeah, so it's
the brim.
The wool brim cap. And if you look in my...
Such a dork.
Number of RX 9284. That's our manufacturing number. And they reference that. This is the cap.
That is
and so
cool.
I mean, that was someone who, I don't know, someone who showed me that.
That's really cool. We may have to get a series of those, just like that.
Trust me, the ideas are bubbling up here in this noggin.
Check them out at knithats.com. Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. Thank you so
much,
Stephen.
Thank you, Brad.
It has been an absolute pleasure. We have news coming up next. Stay close to where listening to Matt Nair on air on the Vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department sent to congressional leadership the part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report dealing with then-President Trump's role in the Capitol riot. The report, obtained by ABC News through a source who got their hands on it. In a letter accompanying the report, Smith calls laughable Trump's baseless attacks on the federal prosecutors who brought two criminal cases against him. Los Angeles wildfires continue, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that fanned the first blazes is returning.
We've got 36 hours of what will be an urgent situation again in California. It is different than what happened last week. It's a little less, but still the type that can take down trees and power lines. And we've got this upper-level support speeding up the Santa Ana winds and making it even bigger.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. Federal public health officials reporting high levels of respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, and RSV in 29 states, very high levels in 6 states. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Milestone for the Badgers.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Somebody men's college basketball. After a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison. And if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who's not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. The SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below zero and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. Right now, it's 10.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing
your
it.
Face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the result, democracy moves on. You might not like the result. Personally, I wanted to have elected, didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and Aaron Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, our colleague Jimmy Cuska joins us to talk about potential changes within Wisconsin sports. Not everybody's happy. And how much money are we spending already on that Wisconsin Supreme Court race? Don't miss it.
Matt and Aaron on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jason Nattmaier on air, Jane Nattmaier, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thank you so much to our guest, Stephen Aronson, who is here from Wisconsin Knitwear, knithats.com. If you are watching on the live stream, you can see Stephen graciously did a run of like 15 knit hats for us. It's a beyond the cheese. I am so happy about this. I am just overjoyed by this. Thank you so much, Stephen. That was so nice of you. We're going to put these together in a little prize package.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, because we do have at least 10 that we can give away. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to get your hands on one of these, we'll hopefully pair it with a T-shirt and maybe some stickers.
And maybe a nice note. We could put a nice note in there.
We could put a nice note in there.
Handwritten note.
Absolutely. But be listening so you can get your hands, your head, on your very own Beyond the Cheese knit hats, courtesy of Wisconsin.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Wisconsin Knitwear.
And I've been to Epcot.com.
And again, thank you to Stephen Aronson. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
If you ever have a business, or you own a business, or you are related to someone who has a business in Wisconsin that is not related to dairy, even if it is dairy, we'd love to talk about it. You can always let us know at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Our goal is to do a Beyond the Cheese once a month.
Yes.
To help highlight businesses in Wisconsin.
I think that's good. We're getting all sorts of wonderful looks here. Alicia on the live stream says the hats look good on you guys. Andrew from Maine says looks awesome, more awesome than usual perhaps.
Oh, Andrew.
I mean, that's high praise. High praise from our friends watching on the live stream. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Sherry from Oregon is on the line. Good morning, Sherry. How you doing? What did you want to say?
How's it going?
We are good. We're overjoyed. We have new hats.
I want one. And I wear it proudly. I love it.
Thank you.
I have regrets.
Yeah, what?
Tomorrow, I am going to go adopt another baby. So I'm adopting a baby for my dog.
Oh!
And so... So she needs another dog. So her name, the dog I have is Luna. So I either get to choose either Poppy or Tigger. I haven't met either yet.
Okay.
So it's,
well, Sherry, would you do us a favor? That's awesome. We love it. We love
hearing
it. Can you do us a favor? Would you take a picture of one of the... Actually, both of them. I'll look at both dogs. But whichever one you end up getting, take a picture and text that to us. We'd love to see who your new fur baby is.
I'm so happy about in November, my mom
So sorry.
And I cry every day, and I'm getting old. No. Anyway, she is the queen, and we always kind of think about, she should have had a babysitter. So anyway, I find myself, since she's passed, that I turned into the queen.
I'm sending food back, Sherry?
Oh, yeah. $37, $40 a month for the food. That'd be like a whole worth of groceries. So, and I can't say that, and it's just like, oh, my God, it's amazing. You know, and it's cold.
She's fat. She's loud. Looks pretty nimble with a top off. She cleans. Look nice. You can still see her shine with the lights out. I'll bring the wheels. You bring the heat. See how it feels in the shop.
Good for you, Sherry. Good for you.
I mean, I don't disagree. When you are spending money on a restaurant, I mean, let's pay. Fast food joints aren't cheap nowadays,
right?
There's a certain level of customer service you should expect, and When I send things back, a couple times I've done it, I've always been very polite, and even a little Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I want to send.
Let me apologize.
Yeah, exactly. But no, the queen lives on. Then Sherry, the queen lives on.
I really appreciate that, Sherry. Sherry, hang on. Calvin's going to get some information from you, so don't hang up. Calvin's going to get your address and stuff. Thank you so much, Sherry, for joining us. Yeah, the reason I brought this up, and we want to talk about whether or not you send food back.
Yeah.
I went with our good friend Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen and I had dinner on Friday for my birthday, and we went to a restaurant in Lorenzo.
It rhymes with Crapplebees?
No, it does not rhyme with Crapplebees. It's a locally owned restaurant on Center Street that has a really good reviews.
Yeah.
And I ordered broccoli cheese soup. Just a cup.
I would think that would be just like texture-y and
That should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It was the worst broccoli cheese soup I have ever had, ever. Mm-hmm. It was like broth.
Yeah.
There were no chunks of broccoli in it. There wasn't any identifiable cheese flavor in it. It was broth. And broccoli cheese soup should be a little
thick.
A little thick.
It's a creamy-based soup.
Exactly.
It should be thick.
It should be thick. It shouldn't be like chicken broth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was.
That's weird.
But I have never in my life ever sent anything back to the restaurant. And number one, the waitress was kind of scary. And then I thought, if the waitress is scary, the chef is probably insane. And if I send the soup back, he's going to come out with a big knife, and he's going to make me leave his restaurant.
Excuse me. Women can be chefs, too, Jane.
Well, okay,
they can be just as scary. My goodness.
But, yeah. So I have never sent food back. But after this, I think I will start. It was awful.
So you didn't.
If I want bad broccoli cheese soup, I can make it myself.
So a couple of things here. Okay, first of all, I always go with the, I think everyone, well, I would say a lot of people go with the adage that if you send food back, they're just simply going to spit it and send it right back to your table.
Right.
Which I don't think is the case. I think, you know, if you go to a restaurant, they want to be looked upon happily, and they'll help you within reason.
Well, if I had sent the soup back, there was no other option because I don't know what they would have done.
Well, they could have just taken off the order or given you something else. There's a whole host of things that could have been done had you asked, but I understand why you didn't. It's hard.
It goes against being a Wisconsin.
It goes against, it's being a fuss, being a problem, being a hassle, being a bother, all of those things. But sometimes you have to do it. And as Sherry put it, like, if you're spending money on food, you should at least be able to enjoy it. Now, I'm trying to think of a situation in which, oh, it just didn't work this time. But you ordered broccoli cheese soup. You're right. It should be a thick, creamy-based soup with some chunks of broccoli in there and some discernible cheese flavor.
Yes.
Not something that looks like hazy chicken broth.
It was bad. It was really bad. Tony on the live stream says, I've gotten the wrong food and bad food, and I never send it back. It makes me anxious just thinking about it.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, I mean, I have been out to restaurants and people who are incorrect orders or food comes out cold. And you'll say, are you going to send it back? No, it's not fine. It is not fine. You deserve a good meal. And I stand behind anyone who wants to send it back. Be respectful. Be nice.
Yeah, don't be mean.
Yeah, don't be mean, especially to the server. They didn't make your food.
Exactly.
But I absolutely mean, this is kind of nasty, but I went to a restaurant once famous for their breakfast. This is, and I ordered an omelet with potatoes and toast. They know, basic.
Yeah.
And I cut it, prepare yourself. I cut into it, and there was in my omelet what looked to be just beard hair.
Oh.
Not like a hair, but like someone took their, just went, and their whiskers were
gave a nice scratchy.
Yeah, and I stopped, and I said to the person, I said, yeah, there's
numerous.
There's like, I meant to shave my omelet. And she said to me, I'll never, no, it was a he. I'll never forget what he said. He goes, so you want a new one? And I felt like I was being punked right there. Like, I felt like this was a joke.
My omelet is full of hairs.
Yeah, my hair has more beard than I do at that point. And so, yes, I sent it back, and they made me a new one, and I, checked it and made sure it was, clean shaven. But you gotta stand up for yourself, especially, I mean, that's a story of, like, a health hazard, but if your food is cold or not what you ordered or not made to your specific request, you're right to say, like, hey, you know, I don't mean to be a bother, but I ordered it this way, and you ordered it this way, can I get it this way?
Do you send food back? 855-752-4842, listener on WMDX, if there's something wrong with the food, not hot, cooked too rare, foreign bits in it, then send it back. If you just don't like it, then I don't think you should. Fair enough. If you order an entree and you just don't like it,
yeah,
that's a different thing than yes. than ordering broccoli cheese soup and getting broth.
Well, and also, too, if you don't like it, tell them up top. Don't eat half of it or all of them. Like, I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah, never.
And they know nothing at all.
That's a bad look. Eating half of it and then going, yeah, I want to send it back. Liz from Saukville, the only time we sent food back is when we dined in the local restaurant because my husband's fish was still frozen in the middle.
Yep.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
And thank you, Liz. Happy belated birthday. Really appreciate that. Chris in Madison, I generally don't send food back. I'm not trying to eat spit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Waiting? I just go back to that restaurant. I might say something to the waiter after the bill was paid. I was afraid of the waitress. I would have been more likely to talk to the chef.
Yeah, the movie Waiting is just, it's a weird movie, and if you get older, you realize it's a crazy movie, but it's a movie about working in a restaurant, like a Chili's, Applebee's type of restaurant, okay. All the shenanigans that take place there, and, but, I mean, I don't know, I feel like, I get it, because it takes everything in you to not want to bother anyone in your life, but I'm going to keep going back to the fact that you spent your time and your money, you deserve something that you should enjoy.
Again, Chris, I got a sewing needle in my jambalaya one time. It went all the way into my mouth. I also got a cockroach in my enchiladas.
Now I feel like he's just messing.
Those I did send back, and I didn't pay for anything. Well, that's good.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, is if you're going to send something back, a lot of people will say things like, I expect this to be comped, or like, I expect my meal to be... Like,
I should have asked them to take it off the bill.
Yeah.
That's what I should have asked.
Exactly.
855-752-4842. Do you send food back? Bring this up. A friend and I went to dinner on Friday night. If I want bad broccoli cheese soup, I can make my own bad broccoli cheese soup. This was terrible. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you for joining us.
I've always sent back one meal, and it was a two-piece tenderloin. And one piece was medium rare, which I liked, and one piece was medium well. So I sent back the medium well piece and asked for it to be cut correctly. As far as getting the wrong order, I've gotten that a couple of times. I've told the waiter right away, and they picked it.
Yeah. I think, Troy, that's a perfect example of sending food back. It's not crazy. There's nothing in your food. It's not frozen. You order a steak, it should be cooked the way you asked, and you are within your rights to say, I asked for little or no pink, or a lot of pink, please do this correct. Especially the terms like meat and steak and things like that.
Right.
That gets expansive.
Well, yes, and very, very specific. I don't know, though. Again, mine was just like, this is horrible. Do I get to send it back if it's just horrible?
You get to send it back if it's horrible.
All right, next, I'm going to go back tomorrow.
Go back, yeah. We're going to
order it again, and then I'm just going to send it back.
Throw it at the wall.
Feeling much stronger now. Thank you, everyone. It is time. This shouldn't be a thing. We're going to wrap up the show next, Bombs Away Edition. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRCE.
Matt Nair on air. RoboTaxi is made by Zooks. are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Ride will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Soups is a cartoon character.
Yeah, do you think when he's driving, he's going
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass
holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why Saved by the Scan Doctor wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. Who stopped smoking now starts screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SavedByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Coming apart at the seams. We tried to talk it over, but the words come out too
low. I know you were trying. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. And our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a couple more texts coming in. We were talking about, do you send food back at a restaurant if it's not good, or it's the wrong thing, or it just wasn't made to order? Sue from Franklin. I went with a good friend, Kristen. By the way, little Frank is adorable. She's walking, she's talking, she's got teeth.
I don't like any of that. Okay.
It would blow your mind. But we went out for dinner, and I had the worst broccoli cheese soup possibly on the planet. And I didn't send it back, and I should have. Sue from Franklin, I love soup. I always order it when we go out. The worst was an order of French onion that was so salty I couldn't eat it. And I love salt. It was bad, so I did send it back. Carmela, I'm like Jane. I never send food back. But hearing this, I might start. Especially if it's soup. How do you mess up soup? Carmela, trust me, I can mess up soup.
I tried
to make cream of mushroom soup once and it was great.
You know,
food should never be great.
You know, they just comes canned, right? You can buy cream mushrooms, dump
it
in
the. It's not the same.
I know.
It's just not the same. John from Madison, listening on WMDX. Most good restaurants want you to send it back.
That's what I was saying before. Is that if it's a chef, if it's a wait staff, a restaurant that's worth their salt, they want to know when they have not done well and they have not pleased their customers. So it behooves you to send it back because then they're like, oh.
Should I send them an email now after the fact?
I would, honestly, I wouldn't be against the idea of you saying, hey, I'm not suing this to be a jerk, but I had your soup.
It's terrible.
It was not great. And
I made it.
You're not permanently scarred, but you're also not going to do it.
Probably right about
that.
It is just about 11:54. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today it is the Bombs Away edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing, a Politico. Headline reads, Polish general fired after missing anti-tank mines were found in IKEA.
The question is, which one? Was it in Poland or like Oak Creek.
No, there was an IKEA in Poland. The Polish defense minister dismissed a high-ranking general allegedly responsible for losing anti-tank mines that were eventually found in an IKEA warehouse. Major General Arthur Kapczynski said, "We would like to inform you on January 9th by the decision of the Ministry of Defense that the head of the support inspectorate has been dismissed from his post." He was the head of the support inspectorate, which is supposed to manage logistics. The statement doesn't go into reasons on why they let him go, but local media linked it to the disappearance of anti-tank mines in June of 2024. So these anti-tank mines have apparently been floating around for a while. 2 years. Reports say soldiers didn't unload part of a train carrying over 1,000 tons of explosives. And the anti-tank mines continued to circulate around the country before they went missing. Officials became aware of the problem when the anti-tank mines were found sitting in the IKEA warehouse, at which point someone called the military to say, "When are you going to come and get your mines?"
Oh, those have been out of back order for like 2 months now. Oh, my God.
Do I have to assemble that myself?
No, they have a service now where you can, they'll come out. They'll deliver it.
We'll build your bomb.
Yeah, they'll charge you a little bit more. But it's really worth it when you have an expert.
They have an investigation was opened into this matter last year. It is currently ongoing. The guy who got dismissed is not immediately responding to comments.
Yeah, I would never respond to comments. What was it? The Polish
general fired after missing anti-tank mines found in IKEA.
Polish general is something. I'll take a Polish general, please.
Like the church.
But don't be surprised when you get your mines from IKEA. There's going to be little components left over. There'll be screws and whatnot. Yeah, there's always stuff like this. Oh, my God. And the instructions? Impossible.
But it comes with a side of meatball. So
and a little screwdriver.
All good.
There you go.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing, by the way, that should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Coming up tomorrow, our colleague Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us talking about some of the changes within high school sports.
Yes.
Lots of things going on there, and not everybody is happy about that. Jimmy Cuska joining us tomorrow at 10:33. I hope you can stick around for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Todd Alba, noon to 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4. Don Salvia, 4 to 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, 6 to 8. Early mornings, Pat Quitlow, 6 to 8 a.m. And then Earl Ingram from 8 to 10 a.m. Keep it right here on the Vast, statewide, countrywide. We're global on the app. Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Make me crazy when you call me.
Your mother, Eric Rathsack, and Adam Krause join me in the studio. There will be rock.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. We were never really, this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfires. District Attorney Nathan Huckman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting, arson.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring, in his view, how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News. Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year had to deal with